to all brothers and sisters.
今年的在参加阿根廷的神训班之后呢，因为还要再留下来举开他们的布道会，所以就中间有个空档。
This year, after attending the NYTS in Argentina, because I was staying for the evangelical service afterwards, there was a period of time that I had some spare time.
弟兄很有爱心，就说要带我们布宜诺斯一日游。
And the brothers and sisters had a lot of love, and they offered to take me around Buenos Aires for a day.
第一站去的是一个墓园呢。
The first stop was at a cemetery.
我说奇怪了，到底墓园有什么好看的
？I thought, what's so great about a cemetery?
我才会知道说，哦，原来啊，那是一个相当特殊的一个地方。
Then I realized it was a very special place.
就好像我们这里的阿灵顿啊，或者是夏威夷的 Punch Bowl 啊，都是观光的一个景点。
Just as the Punch Bowl in Hawaii or the Arlington Cemetery, these are all tourist spots.
那它的特色就是里面好像一个活生生的雕刻的公园一样。
And the special thing about the cemetery was it seemed like a sculpture garden.
里面有很多雕像所以感觉就是像一个博物馆啊。
Because of the many sculptures, it felt like a museum.
那看了这个地方呢，小弟就想起啊，其实在圣经上有类似的一个墓碑哈。
When I saw this place, it reminded me of a tomb in the Bible.
我们来看一下创世纪的35:20。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35, verse 20.
35:20。
Genesis chapter 35, verse 20.
创世纪35:20。
35, verse 20.
35:20。
Verse 20.
雅各在他的坟上立了一个桶碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到今日还在。圣经上谈到第一个桶碑就是雅各所立的。
The first pillar mentioned in the Bible was set up by Jacob.
这是为拉结所立的。
And this was set up for Rachel.
这个英文讲 pillar 就是一根柱子了。
In the English it says pillar, and this is something that is erected.
雅各一辈子总共立了三根柱子。
In Jacob's life, he set up three pillars.
第一根是为了纪念神对他的爱。在伯特利，他梦到天梯，他就立了一个柱子做记号。
The first was set up in Bethel to remember God's love because Jacob saw the vision of the ladder.
那第二个柱子是跟拉班立约说从今以后我不会超过这个柱子去伤害拉班，拉班也不会超过那个柱子来伤害雅各，是一个立约的柱子。
The second pillar was a pillar of a covenant between himself and Laban, and to promise he would never cross over that pillar.
那第三个柱子就是为拉结所立的。
The third pillar was erected for Rachel.
那这个柱子就让小弟想了很久，就是我们来想一想这个柱子其实上它是在诉说雅各一生对拉结的爱。
I pondered about this pillar and I realized it described Jacob's love for Rachel.
这个也在述说，这根柱子也在述说拉结的一生。
This pillar also describes Rachel's life.
这根柱子也在述说着人生的尽头。
This pillar also describes the end of a person's life.
我们就从这个柱子来谈一谈这三点。我们来先看创世纪的29。
We will discuss these three points from this pillar. Let us first turn to Genesis chapter 29.
这个雅各对拉结的爱很深
Jacob had a very deep love for Rachel.
拉结是雅各他乡寄情的对象。
And Rachel was the object of Jacob's affection in a foreign land.
我们来看一下创世纪的29:9。
If we turn to Genesis chapter 29, verse 9.
29:9。
29, verse 9.
雅各正和他们说话的时候，拉结领着他父亲的羊来，因为那些羊是他牧放的。第十节，雅各看见母舅拉班的女儿拉结 和母舅拉班的羊群就上前把石头转离井口引他母舅拉班的羊。十一节，雅各以拉结亲嘴就放声而哭。这边圣经上记载雅各看到拉结的时候呢，不但亲嘴而且是放声而哭啊。
Here it tells us when Jacob saw Rachel, he kissed Rachel and began to weep out loud.
在前几章我们也看到他的哥哥啊放声而哭，有一双红色的眼睛。
In the previous chapters, we saw how his brother wept out loud and he had red eyes.
可是这个两个感觉绝对是不一样的。
But the two emotions behind these were different.
因为这时候雅各是走了大概一千里路啊，逃离哥哥的杀害啊，那一种逃离离乡背景的心境呢，到了这里是找到了安息，到了一个终点。
Because by this time Jacob had escaped for 1,000 miles away from his brother, and he had left his homeland, and finally he found a piece of home.
所以这个时候是一种安慰啊，喜极而泣的，哎呀，终于可以落脚了。
And these were tears of joy because he finally found a place to rest.
那他在这个地方呢，我们看到他大声而哭。我们说一个男人有眼泪是不轻弹的。
And here we see he wept out loud, and it is not easy for a man to cry.
但是他这里没有压抑自己的情感呢，把他的感受倾泻在自己一个亲戚的身上。
But he did not suppress his emotions at this time. Instead, he let it out toward a relative.
把情感寄发在这个小姐的身上。
And he left his emotions on this young woman.
圣经上特别记载他深爱着拉结。
The Bible described that he loved Rachel.
我们来看一下二十九章的二十节。
We turn to Genesis chapter 29, verse 20.
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年。他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。这个爱使人看七年好像几天。
Love allowed a person to see 7 years as only a few days.
本来他妈妈只跟他讲说，你出去避一避难，等哥哥气消了，大概就可以回来了。
Originally, his mother told him, go and hide yourself for a while and come back.
这七年呢，对他妈妈来讲，一定是一个漫长的岁月。
And for his mother, 7 years must have seemed like a very long time.
因为他心中有爱啊，所以这七年呢，变成几天了。
But because of the love in his heart, these 7 years seemed only a few days.
雅各自己在形容在拉班的日子是白天受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜。
Jacob described his time at his uncle's place as having heat in the morning and cold at night.
但是这七年当中呢，虽然白天一样受尽干热
，But during these 7 years, although he endured the scorching heat in the morning,
但是看到拉结就好像吃到冰淇淋一样，就不再热了。
But when he saw Rachel, it was like eating ice cream, and he was no longer hot.
虽然晚上也是一样受尽寒霜。
And although he was freezing at night,
看到拉结之后呢，温暖就上了心头，也就不再感到寒冷了。
He was filled with warmth when he saw Rachel, and he no longer felt cold.
这个爱啊，使人在困苦当中有一种意义啊，跟一种盼望。
Love gives a person meaning and hope in his time of tribulation.
所以有人说在集中营里面呢，纳粹集中营里面生还的人呢，他们心中都有一个意义，都有一份爱，都有一份盼望。
Thus some people say that those who survived the Nazi concentration camps, they all had hope in their hearts.
这个异乡的爱啊，很深啊，并不会因为拉结偶尔耍一些小姐脾气而改变。
And this love was so deep that it did not change when Rachel had an attitude.
这个爱很深，不会因为拉结不会生孩子而有所改变。
And this love was so deep that it could not be changed when Rachel could not bear children.
这个爱很深，也不会因为拉结去世之后呢，而有一点动摇。
And this love was so deep that it did not depart when Rachel died.
所以我们才看到圣经上的第一个统碑啊。
That is why we see the first pillar on a tomb.
那我们如果把这个爱跟这个暗嫩的欲望来做个比较
，If we compare this love to the desire of Amnon,
我们发觉到说，爱真的可以为对方做牛做马，
we can see,
做七年、做14年都没有问题。
We can see that love compels a person to do everything for a person, another person, whether it be 7 years.
那欲望好像是咖啡上的泡沫啊。 在一下下就不见了。
Desire, on the other hand, is like the foam on a cup of coffee, and it disappears shortly.
爱是牺牲的，欲望是占有的。
Love means sacrifice, but desire requires conquering.
爱是细水长流的，欲望是沸腾的水，一下就冷却了。
Love is a flowing stream, but desire is boiling water.
爱是可以成长的，欲望却一下如火消灭。
Love will grow, but desire will burn up.
爱可以很深，欲望却是寸短。
Love is very deep, but desire is very shallow.
所以这样看起来，由这个统碑啊，看出人间真的有真爱哦。
And from this pillar, we can see there is true love in this world.
我们来看一下雅歌的第八章。
Let us turn to Song of Solomon.
雅歌第八章。
Song of Solomon, chapter 8.
雅歌第八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
到第七节。
To verse 7.
求你，雅歌第七章，第八章的第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在你的臂上如节记。因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍，所发的电光是火焰的电光，是神的烈焰。第七节。爱情重水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。若有人拿家里所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。这边提到说爱情啊，有时候跟死一样的坚强啊。
Here it says sometimes love is as strong as death.
所以人间有罗密欧跟朱丽叶的故事。
Therefore, there are stories of Romeo and Juliet in this world.
爱情可以大到呢水跟火这种自然界最有力量的水火呢都没有办法把它熄灭的。
Love can be so great that it cannot be quenched by water or fire, these two very strong elements in the natural world.
所以爱常常给人带来很多的这个甚至这个伤痛可以得到痊愈。
And love can heal heartache.
怀念可以很深。
And this can be very deep.
怀念哈 ，missing。在唐朝有一个进士名叫崔复。
And in the Tang Dynasty in China, there was a person.
有一天到一个人家做客，看到一位小姐。
One day he went to a person's house and he saw a young lady.
心中就产生恋慕之情。
And he admired this young lady.
隔一年又来看他，这个小姐不在家。
The next year he came back to this house and this young lady was missing.
很失望，就在门口提了一首诗。
And he was very disappointed and he wrote a poem at the door of this house.
他说：去年今日此门中去年今天这个门，这个门呢。
And he said that.This time last year at this door.
人面桃花相映逢，人面跟桃花两个映起来好漂亮的。
And he saw a face that was as though it was as beautiful as a blossom.
他说：“人面不知何处去桃花依旧舞春风。”人不晓哪里去了，桃花还在那边，在迎着春风在那边挥舞
But this year the flower is still there, but. We don't know where the face is.
后来那个小姐回来看了这首诗，哇，芳心大为感动。
And when this young lady came back and she saw this poem, she was greatly moved.
就因爱成病。
And she became so lovesick.
因为看不到这位先生，不晓得他会不会再回来。
Because she never saw this gentleman, and she did not know whether or not he was going to come back.
再隔几天呢，这个崔福又过来拜访啊。
A few days later, the gentleman came back.
哇，听到里面怎么有人在哭啊？
And he heard wailing inside the house.
小姐大概是在病重了病重。
And this young lady was very ill.
哇，看到这位先生来访，哇，整个病一下嘛就好起来了。
But when she saw the gentleman, she became well instantly.
这个就看到这个爱情的人间的这种爱情的故事跟爱情的力量。
And this describes the love in this world and the powerfulness of it.
我读到这报道，在香港有一个社会新闻呢。
And I read this article about a society column in Hong Kong.
有一对夫妻非常恩爱。
There was a couple that they loved each other.
他太太死了，先生不舍得给他埋葬。
And the wife had passed away, and the husband did not bear could not bear to
对他讲话
could not bear to bury her, and he spoke to her every day.
天天为他擦拭身体。
And he would.Wipe this deceased body every day.
经过三年，他家人受不了了，报警处理这个事情。
After 3 years, his family could not stand this and called the police to resolve the issue.
我又看到一个报道，在我们美国的中西部。
I also read this report in the Midwest of the United States.
这对夫妻结婚71年，他们都活到九十几岁。
This couple, they were married for 71 years and they lived till their 90s.
这个有一天，这个太太突然之间就昏迷过去了。
And one day, the wife passed away. The wife lost consciousness.
那先生知道太太这样子之后呢，大叫一声，他也跟着昏迷过去了。
And when the husband realized this, he also lost his consciousness.
后来太太就过世了。
Later, the wife passed away.
那个儿子呢，也跟在爸爸的耳朵上面讲说：“爸爸，妈妈已经走了，你也可以走了。”
And the son told his father, whispered in his father's ear that mom has left. You can leave too.
他真的也就这样走了。
And truly, he left.
人间真的有真爱。
And this shows there is true love in this world.
我到阿根廷去的时候，看到一对老夫妻啊，来参加我们的 NYTS 啊。
When I went to Argentina, I saw an old couple attend the NYTS.
那这个弟兄啊，这个弟兄有点帕金氏症，走路不太稳啊。
And the husband had Parkinson's disease, and he could not walk very stably.
我看到这个姐妹哦，她们大概五六十岁而已啦，哈，她一直的这个无论祷告啦啊，这个听课啦，都要坐在她旁边呐，跪在她旁边呐。
And the wife or the sister, she would accompany her husband no matter if they were listening or they were praying.
我可以说用一句话就是寸步不离来形容她们呐。
And they did not depart from each other at all.
后来我们这个 NYTS 要考试嘛。
And later, we had an exam at the end of NYTS.
他们说他们两个人要考一份考卷就可以了。
And they said that they wanted to share one test.
我说那有这回事？那如果考一个考卷的话，那以后就发一份毕业证书就好了。
And I said, you can't do this, or else I'll give you one certificate of completion.
不过他们蛮坚持的哦，他就跟我讲他们的故事。
But they were insistent on this, and they shared their story.
他说我们年轻的时候，我们做事情通通是一起做的。
And they said that when they were young, they did everything together.
这个姐妹可能是他们家的 brainer 啦，就是她很会 negotiate， 很会这个跟人家谈生意啊。
And the sister, she was the planner, and she knew how to negotiate business with other people.
弟兄哦，就是他们家的笔啊，哇，那个字写的真好，很会写东西啊。
And the husband was the pen, and he wrote very well.
所以他们做生意就是呢，太太负责讲生意啊，这个先生负责这个就签名就可以了。
And when they did business, the wife negotiated, and the husband wrote the deals.
后来我想说，哎呀，既然这样，你们一辈子就是这样做，那好了，你们两个就考一份试好了。
And I thought, well, since you did this all your life, you can take one exam.
真的呢，这个太太练题目讲答案，先生负责抄就可以了。
And it was true, the wife would read the exam and give the answers, and the husband would write it down.
我看到他们，我就看到人间有真爱。
And when I saw them, I realized that there was love in this world.
所以拉结坟墓上的铜杯啊，在述说雅各一辈子对拉结的爱。
In the same way, Rachel's pillar on her tomb described the love Jacob had for her all his life.
这个桶杯呢，也在述说着拉结的一生，在做一个见证啊。
This pillar also testified of the life of Rachel.
就如同啊，雅各跟拉班所立的那个 pillar 也是在那个柱子也是做见证一样。
Just as the pillar between Jacob and Laban testified.
见证拉结他所过的是一个什么样的生命。
The pillar testified what kind of life Rachel led.
当然我们知道拉结，她首先我们知道她真的是一个幸福的被爱的女人。
And first we know that Rachel was a woman that was blessed and loved.
她可以说是一个职业妇女啊，她是牧养着爸爸的羊啊。
And we can say that she was a professional working woman and she was a shepherdess for her father's sheep.
那这个雅各为什么爱她呢？
Why did Jacob love her?
当然，他是雅各在他乡第一个遇到的寄情的对象，因为他爸爸就跟雅各讲说呢，你到拉班的家里哦，你要找一个太太了。
And of course, she was the first relative he came across and loved in a foreign land, and this was according to his parents' will.
那第二个呢，圣经上也讲到一个相当粗浅的理由啊。
And the Bible also gives us another reason.
我们看29:27，创世纪。
Genesis chapter 29, verse 17.
29:27。
Genesis chapter 29, verse 17.
29:27。
29, verse 17.
利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。这圣经上特别记载拉结的长相。
The Bible especially mentions the outer appearance of Rachel.
那个美貌俊秀，你中文看不太出来，你看英文哦，他就讲说身材很好，脸蛋也漂亮了。你读英文看看。
The Bible says that Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful.
Lovely in form 嘛，哈 ，lovely in form 就是身材很好了。A beautiful 是这样一个版本，就是就是脸蛋也漂亮啊。
And some versions of the Bible say she was lovely in form and her face was beautiful.
我们就了解到，其实啊，这个男士在找女生的时候，的外表给人的第一个印象好像很重要。
And we notice that when gentlemen are looking for their spouses, the outward appearance or the first impression is very important.
我看一个统计哦，大概30年前哦，男人找女人那个找对象，外表那个比例占得很重的，大概只有50%。
I read in the survey that 30 years ago, when a person was about to, when a man was looking for a spouse, the outer appearance was important to only 50% of the men.
但现在这个时代呢，外表的重要性高达70%。
But in this generation, the outer appearance is important to 70% of the men.
无论如何，拉结是一个被爱、被这个雅各所钟爱的女人。
No matter what, Rachel was a woman that was loved by Jacob.
但是我们也看到拉结一辈子啊，因为她的天生丽质啊，她有很多生命的缺失哦。
But because she was so blessed, Rachel had many weaknesses in her life.
圣经上谈到拉结，好像比较少谈到她在信仰上正面的一面呢。
And the Bible seems to not mention Rachel's faith or positive aspects of her faith.
我们来看一下30章的第一节。
We turn to chapter 30, verse 1.
创世纪30章第一节。
Genesis chapter 30, verse 1.
拉结见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他姐姐，对雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就死。”我们看到拉结呢，他这里在嫉妒他自己的姐姐。
Here, Rachel is jealous of her own sister.
那讲出一种很情绪的话语，你不给我生孩子，我就死。
And she said something very emotional. She said, "Give me children, or I'll die."
这好像一个妈妈哈，跟她的女儿这样讲。
And just as a mother told her daughter,
你要嫁给那个老先生，因为他太有钱了。你不嫁给他哈，我就死给你看了。
You have to marry that old man because he is wealthy. If you don't marry him, I will die.
这个都是很情绪性的啊，没有理性的一种诉求。
These are very irrational and emotional, pleas.
当然，在爱情里面呢，是容不下一个沙子的，很容易就嫉妒了。
And of course, it is very easy to get jealous when you are in love.
但是呢，在古代的那种社会里面，我们不晓得他们的感受是怎么样啊。但是无论有一些嫉妒真的相当的不好啊。
But we don't know how they felt back then, but jealousy is just not good.
我们来看一下箴言的27章第4节。
If you took a look at Proverbs 27 verse 4.
27章第4节。
Proverbs 27 verse 4.
27章第4节。
27 verse 4.
愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜，唯有嫉妒谁能挡得住呢？这边提到说愤怒带来很大的毁灭性。
Here it tells us that anger brings great destruction.
但是嫉妒呢，它的毁灭性更厉害，就好像现在的海啸一样，它是狂澜来的，杀害性该有多大。
But jealousy is even more powerful. It is like the tsunamis we see today.
所以圣经讲说，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
The Bible tells us that jealousy rots the bones.
所以当然在婚姻上面有时候很难免哈。但是我们一般做人呢，我们不要有这个嫉妒的心呢。
Of course, it is sometimes inevitable to feel jealousy in our marriage life, but we should try to avoid it.
嫉妒有些是好的有些是不好的。
Sometimes there is good jealousy, and sometimes there is bad jealousy.
那主要是拉结都没有看到，其实他的先生一直是爱他的。
But the important thing is Rachel never saw how her husband continued to love her.
所以他就自己没有的，他就一直想要有，想要跟别人一样啊。
Thus she sought after things she did not have, and she wanted to be like other people.
那不但嫉妒呢，这个我想他还相争哈。
She was not only jealous, she was contentious.
我们看创世纪的30章第8节。
If you look at Genesis chapter 30.
30章第8节。
Verse 8.
30章第8节。
Genesis.
拉结说：“我与姐姐大大相争，并且得胜，于是给她起名叫拿弗他利。”就是相争的意思。 这个拉结啊，这个因为人如果天生丽质，有时候真的输不起啊。
If someone is greatly blessed, then it is very hard for them to lose.
啊，所以他就觉得姐姐有，我也一定要有就对了。
And she felt that since my sister has had something, I have to have it too.
我们从人从现在看到他们的历史啊，觉得真的相争相当的孩子气。
And now that we look back on their history, we feel that this is very childish.
你看我们的孩子哦，在小时候他们要去车子上面都会赛跑的，看谁第一名啊，都会相争啊，很孩子气。
If we observe our children when they are young, they race to the car and they try to get there first.
可是有时候他们不晓得自己在做什么。
And sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
有一个孩有我们在台湾小学不是都要量血型吗？
For example, in Taiwan, we test our blood type in elementary school.
有个小孩子很喜欢跟人家争啊。
And there was a child, he was very competitive.
他的同学问他说，你血型是什么型？
And people asked him, what blood type are you?
他也不晓得什么叫 A, 什么叫 B, 什么叫 O 啊，他只知道 A 是最大的啦。说我根本不用验，我就知道我一定是 A 型啊。
He did not know anything about type A, type B, or O. He just knew that A was the biggest, so he told people that he was type A.
这都是孩子气的一个表现呢。
And this is showing immaturity.
所以第八节说拉结说我与姐姐大大相争呢，有人把这个大大这两个字呢翻译成神呢、啊，所以说拉结说我与姐姐与神相争呢都得胜。就好像雅各以神与人相争都得胜一样。
In verse 8, Rachel said, I have a great struggle with my sister and I have won. Some people substitute my sister with God, that she had a great struggle with God and she has won.
那我们都知道雅各以神与人相争的、啊、这些东西都是为了追求属灵的福气。
We know that when Jacob wrestled with God, it was to receive spiritual blessing.
但是呢，拉结是为了追求属物质的东西、啊。
But Rachel pursued after material gain.
那拉结生命当中最大的败笔就是她对神认识不清楚。
And the greatest weakness in Rachel's life was she did not understand God.
所以他们在离开爸爸家的时候呢，她就偷了神像。
And that's when she left her father's house. She stole her father's idols.
我们看三十一章的十九节。
We look at chapter 31, verse 19.
三十一章十九节。
Chapter 31, verse 19.
当时拉班捡了羊毛去了，拉结偷了他父亲家中的神像。哦，所以你看，拉结对神呐、啊，独一真神了解的不清楚、哦。
We see Rachel did not have a clear understanding of the one and only God.
拉班为了这个神像，也是跑来追要这个神像啊。
And for the sake of this idol, Laban pursued them.
雅各理直气壮说：“我们没有偷了，哪一个偷神像，你就让那我们就、啊、就让那个人死好了。”
And Jacob adamantly said that there was no idol, and those who took the idol would die.
我想拉结啊早死啊，跟这句话有很大的关系啊。
I believe that Rachel's early death had something to do with this.
这个雅各根本不知道拉结会这样做。
Jacob did not know that Rachel would do such a thing.
雅各如果知道，他也不可能讲那一句话，因为他太爱结了。
If Jacob knew, he would not have spoken those words because he loved her so much.
这直到这个地步呢，拉结还是没有悔改，还是没有就承认说，哎呀，算了，我做错了，把这个神像还给爸爸。
But even at this point, Rachel did not repent and return the idol to her father.
我们看三十一章的三十四节。
We look at chapter 31, verse 34.
拉结已经把神像藏在骆驼的胡篓里，便坐在上头。拉班摸遍了那帐篷，并没有摸着。三十五节，拉结对父亲说：“现在我身上不便，不能在你面前起来，求我主不要生气。”这样，拉班收神像，竟没有收着。你就看到这里，拉结不但是不孝，而且对他自己所认为的神也不敬。
We see that Rachel not only disobeyed her father, but also she did not respect the Lord she worshipped.
竟然把自己所认为的神坐在自己的屁股下面了。
And she also she sat on the gods that she worshipped.
你就看到这个拉结对神的观念很不清楚，对天上的神真的不认识。
And we see that Rachel had a very unclear understanding of God, and she did not know the God in heaven.
这样看起来哦，一个姐妹如果有一个外表漂亮、身材美丽，也是一个很好的职业妇女，也深受先生的喜爱。
And if we see if a sister, has a very beautiful form, and she has a great career, and she is loved by her husband.
但是就是对神的认识不了解。
but has an unclear understanding of God.
啊，这个是他生命当中最大的损失。
This would be the greatest weakness in her life.
我们来看一下箴言的十一章二十二节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22.
箴言十一章二十二节。
Genesis 11, 22.
十一章二十二节。
22.
箴言十一章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22.
妇女美貌而无见识，如同金环戴在猪鼻上面。这有时候圣经上描写，让人家想要觉得哇，这个怎么这样描写啊
？And sometimes the descriptions of the Bible are very, very surprising.
金环是美丽的。
A gold ring is beautiful.
猪是脏的，犹太人认为不洁净的。
And a pig is unclean.
怎么想都不会想到说要把金环戴在猪鼻上面，可能戴在人的鼻子上面呢，在古代。
And how would you think of putting a gold ring on a pig's snout?
就是很不相称，很不配合的。
It is something that doesn't match at all.
一个姐妹像拉结，有美貌，没有见识，没有对神，没有知识。
If a sister is like Rachel and has beauty, but no wisdom or understanding of
it. 就虽然被爱，就是这么的不配，这个的，她一辈子的所有福气呢，少了这个从神来的知识，就是这么样的不相称啊。
If she is loved, but she does not have this wisdom of the Lord, then it is unfitting.
啊，所以我们的所有弟兄姐妹们呢，我们都要追求神来的知识，追求神的智慧。
So, brothers and sisters, we have to pursue after the wisdom that comes from God.
世界上没有一个事情，珍珠啦，什么事情都没有办法跟神的智慧知识来比较的。
There's nothing in this world, pearls or riches, that can compare to the wisdom of God.
对神的知识跟智慧，让我们右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
The wisdom and knowledge from God will give us longevity in our right hand and.
让我们走在平安的道路上面
呢。Allow us to walk in the path of peace.
这个一根柱子呢，不但述说了拉结的生命呢，一生呢，当然也述说了人生的一个尽头。
This pillar not only described Rachel's life, but also reminds us of the end of a person's life.
因为基本上这根柱子在这里啊，可以说是一个墓碑来的。
Because this pillar is a tombstone.
当你看到这里啊，你看到人生的尽头就是这样子而已啦。
And when you see this tombstone, you realize that this is the end of a person's life.
那在走完人生最后的尽头，拉结又是什么样的表现呢
？And how was Rachel when she died?
我们来看一下创世纪的三十五章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 35.
创世纪三十五章。
Genesis chapter 35.
十六节。
Verse 16.
三十五章十六节。
Verse 16.
他们从伯特利起行，离以法他还有一段路程。拉结临产甚是艰难。十七节。正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说：“不要怕，你要得一个儿子。”十八节。拉结将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给儿子取名叫便儿尼，他父亲却给他起名叫便雅敏。十九节，拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁。这么提到拉结，他是难产死的。
Here it says that Rachel died in childbirth.
这个还没有死之前呢，她生了一个儿子啊，她给自己，她那个收生婆呢跟她讲说，哎呀，你不要怕哦，你要生一个儿子了。
And when she was giving birth and about to die, the midwife told her, "Don't be afraid, for you have another son."
那个拉结生第一个孩子的时候，起名叫雅各，起名叫约瑟。
When Rachel gave birth to her first son, she named him Joseph.
那约瑟的意思就是 May the Lord add, 就是神再加我一个啦。用现在的话来讲，就是添丁啦。所以啊，他就取名叫添丁啦，再添个丁吧。
And the name meant to add another son, and she was hoping for another son because through this the first kid.
他这个时候啊，听到自己又添了一个丁啦，应该说一点点安慰才对啊。他一辈子想要再添个丁啦。
And when she heard that she had given birth to another son, she should have had some type of thankfulness.
但是她实在受不了了，她说：“哎呀，他的名字要叫便儿尼呢，就是 son of sorrow, 忧伤的孩子啊，忧伤之子啊。”
But she could stand it no longer, and she named the son Ben-Oni, which means the son of sorrow.
她爸爸觉得这个名字不好，就把他取名叫做便雅敏，就是 son of right hand, 就是有能力的右手有能力的孩子啊 ，son of right hand.
But his father thought this was inappropriate and named.The son Benjamin, which is son of the right hand.
可是很奇妙呢，圣经上也很有趣啊。 你看圣经上所有记载的左手便利的呢，通通是便雅悯支派的。
But it is very interesting that the Bible records all those who are left-handed were from the tribe of Benjamin.
那拉结走到生命的最后一刻啊，历史是怎么给他定位的呢？
And when Rachel walked the last days of her life, how did history describe her?
历史的给他定位就是拉结是哭子啊，拉结给人的印象就是很会哭自己的孩子啊，哭子啊。
And the Bible describes her as one who wept for her children.
我们看马太福音的第二章十八节。
We turn to Matthew chapter 2 verse 18.
二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
马太福音二章十八节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 18.
这就应验了先知耶利米的话，二十八节。
Verse 18.
在拉玛听见嚎啕大哭的声音。是拉结哭他儿女不肯受安慰，因为他们都不在了。这个节你看英文、哦、用三个字来形容哭啊。
Here it uses three words to describe the weeping.
他说他 crying, weeping, bitter sorrow、哦、用这三个字眼，哭，嚎哭，而且是痛痛的哭泣、哦、bitter sorrow 一种很难过的、啊、不肯受安慰的、啊、这在所以这三个字眼呢，可以再形容拉结人生的尽头啊。
And it says that the voices heard in Ramah weeping in great mourning, and these describe the great sorrow of Rachel.
所以人生的尽头是什么呢？
What is the end of a person's life?
对拉结而言，就是哭哭子不肯受安慰，一个悲惨的尽头。
For Rachel, it was a bitter ending of weeping, and she was weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted.
当我们出生的时候，
When we are born,
我们是哭着来的。
We come weeping.
别人是笑着的看着我们的。
And other people are smiling as we come into the world.
当我们走的时候，
When we leave,
别人是哭着看我们走的。
Other people are weeping as we leave.
但我们又是什么样的反应呢？
But what type of reaction will we have?
我们是笑着的走，安慰着的走，还是一种 great bitterness， 一种很不甘愿的、舍不得的、不愿意放弃的走呢？
When we leave from this world or we depart, will we be joyful, peaceful, or will we be resentful and unwilling to leave?
我想他的尽头可以让我们来思考，我们到底要走什么样的尽头啊？
I think Rachel's end to her life can cause us to think about what type, how we would like to leave this world.
这根柱子说了他人生的尽头，最后就是一匹黄土啊，到最后就是一匹黄土啊，人就成为泥土了。
And this pillar reminds us that at the end we are merely a pile of dust.
我小弟到阿根廷去的时候，有一个姐妹她在念医学院呢。
And when I went to Argentina, there was a sister who was in medical school.
她说呢，因为那个国家穷，没有办法给他们提供很多经费，让他们可以买尸体来研究。
And the sister said, because the country is so poor, they don't have any money to purchase cadavers for them to learn.
就让学生去自己去挖那个三年以下的坟墓啊。
And they allow students to go and dig graves that are under 3 years old.
这个姐妹说，她就真的去做，因为没有这样，她没有办法读她人的身体结构是怎么样子啊。
And the sister went ahead and did this because without doing this, she could not study the human body.
她说她去挖的时候，哇，那个不但是臭牛龙，而且身上通通是虫啊。
And she said that when she went and dug out the bodies, it was full of pus and maggots.
这是人生的尽头呢。
And this is the end of a person's life.
我听她那样讲，我自己想了，这个不一定是真理了，你们做参考。听她那样讲说，哎呀，我以后我看烧一烧就算了，比较干净啊。
And this is not any truth, but I was thinking, it's better to just be burned.
我听她形容，哇，那个真是很恐怖哦。
Because when I heard her describe this, I thought it was very fearful.
那她把她带回家哦，要来研究这个身体啊。
And she took the cadaver home to study this body.
爸爸每次进门都要问她，哎，有没有摆好啊？哎，不要让她出来哦，哎，把她摆在这个，我不想看到哦。
And her father,
一定要问路好才进门的。
Every time her father went home, he would yell inside and say, is the body placed well? I don't want to see the body.
这就是人生的尽头。
But this is the end of a person's life.
那个姐妹又在形容她有一段时间在这个医院中末期病房啊，在实习，就是人活到就是病的末期的那个病房在实习啊。
And the sister also mentioned how she interned at the terminal ward in the hospital.
她说她那个感受就是哈一句话：人如果赚得全世界而失去了宝贵的灵魂生命，有什么用呢？ 她的一个结论是这样子。
And her conclusion was, even if a person gains the whole world and loses his life, then what is the meaning of it?
她说在那里哦，啊，看到人很多人在尽头真的好辛苦啊。
And she saw that so many people struggled at the end of their life.
然后去那边很多要常常要打那种 anti-depression 的药，让他们抗忧郁症的药。
And a lot of times people had to take anti-depression shots.
啊，如果有的人那个药哦没有了，或者是那个抗痛的药没有了，人就在里面大叫大哭啊。
And if the medicine lost effect or their painkillers were gone, then they would start screaming.
他说在他实习当中呢，有一个病人受不了哦那个这个情形哦，他先跳了。先跳楼自杀，已经受不了那个周末的情形了。
And while she was an intern, there was a patient who could not stand it anymore, and he jumped out of the window to commit suicide.
他说，在这个实习一两三个月当中呢，好多人就这样走掉，一个陆陆续续走掉了。
In two or three months of her internship, so many people departed from the world in this way.
这个就是人生的尽头。
And this is the end of a person's life.
所以我们真的感谢主，我们有主耶稣基督啊。
So we must be thankful that we have the Lord Jesus.
我们想到我们有一个盼望，很多弟兄姐妹真的渴望见神啊，这个完全不一样啊。
And we do have the hope that we will see God, and this is completely different than others.
拉结魂上的铜杯
The pillar on Rachel's tomb.
在述说别人对她的爱，雅各对她一辈子的爱。
Describes the love other people had for her, the love that Jacob had for her.
也见证她的一生。
And it testified of her life.
更述说人生的尽头。
And it also describes the ending of a person's life.
弟兄姐妹们，有一天我们都要像拉结一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, one day we will be like Rachel.
这个世界有没有一个人像雅各一样的深爱着我们呢？
And is there a Jacob in this world that loves us deeply?
您的生命又是述说什么样的故事呢？
And what type of story does our life tell?
您为生命的最后一刻做了准备没有？
And have we prepared for the last moments of our life?
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray in silence.